This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 8th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. There are signs of a thaw in the Korean Peninsula as the North and South Korean governments meet next week to talk about North Korean participation in the Winter Olympics, which will be held in South Korea in February. Meanwhile, French President Macron is off to China on Monday to discuss EU developments, North Korea, the South China Sea, and the new Silk Road Railway. At noon on Monday, Donald Trump will announce his award for the Most Dishonest and Corrupt Media of the Year. Top candidate could be Michael Wolff's recently published book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. U.S. sanctions against Iran come up for renewal again next week against a backdrop of anti-government protests in Iran, and President Trump plays host to Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg on Wednesday. Egypt is expected to announce the date of its next presidential elections on Monday, while the Czech government faces a no-confidence vote over corruption charges. There will also be a presidential election in the Czech Republic on Friday. Elsewhere in Eastern Europe, Bulgaria stages a ceremony on Thursday to mark its takeover of the presidency of the Council of Europe. Bulgaria will be succeeded by Austria, which means that for the next 12 months, two right-wing populist governments will hold the presidency. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is off to India on Sunday. The visit is believed to have been encouraged by Donald Trump. And finally, on Friday, the citizens of Nepal vote on who is the country's most honest official. They will be known as the Integrity Idol. Let's hope they can keep the title. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 8th of January. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. There are signs of a thaw in the Korean Peninsula brought about by the Winter Olympics. Next Tuesday, the two sides will talk about including North Korean athletes in the games due to be played in South Korea in February. China's relations with North Korea remain a sticky issue and will be raised by French President Emmanuel Macron when he visits Beijing on Monday. Also on the agenda will be developments within the EU, the new Silk Road Railway, and the South China Sea. Corruption in China remains a problem. On Saturday, a three-day session starts on adopting a constitutional amendment for new powers to the Anti-Corruption National Supervision Commission. At noon on Monday, Donald Trump has promised to announce his award for the most dishonest and corrupt media of the year. A top candidate for the treasured position could be Michael Wolff's recently published book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, which, among other things, quotes Steve Bannon as claiming that the Trump campaign was treasonous in its dealings with the Russians. U.S. sanctions against Iran come up for renewal again next week. This time it's against a backdrop of anti-government protests in Iran, which both President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have publicly welcomed. President Trump also plays host to the Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg when she visits Washington on Wednesday. Trump is keen to see improved ties with European countries outside of the structure of the EU. The Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee holds a session on opioids. It is estimated that 640,000 Americans will die over the next 10 years as a result of the opioid crisis. Egypt is expected to announce the date of its next presidential elections on Monday, and then on Friday will extend a state of emergency for another 3 months. Next week, the minority Czech government faces a possible vote of no confidence over a corruption scandal. And Czech voters on Friday go to the polls for the first round of presidential elections. The president's position is largely ceremonial. Elsewhere in Eastern Europe, Bulgaria stages a ceremony on Thursday to take over the presidency of the Council of Europe. Bulgaria will be succeeded by Austria, which means that for the next 12 months, two right-wing populist governments will hold the presidency. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is off to India on Sunday. The visit is believed to have been encouraged by the Trump administration. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.